Of the states that have legalized marijuana, Washington is the only one that does not allow recreational users to grow their own pot. Now the State Liquor and Cannabis Control Board is offering the legislature some home grow options. Steve Jackson reports.
At the request of the state legislature, the Liquor and Cannabis Board has come up with a minimum of options for those who would like to grow their own recreational marijuana. They are allowing the growing of 4 plants in the home with the regulation done by city or county governments, or allowing the grow operation under strict state control.
A tightly regulated home grow system where you'd have up to 4 plants. Those plants would have to be loaded into the state's seed-to-sale traceability system. The state and local government would maintain enforcement priorities over that.
That's Liquor and Cannabis Board spokesman Brian Smith, who says the third option was no change in the system or continued prohibition of home grows for recreational purposes. In contrast, medical marijuana users in Washington state can grow as many as 15 plants. Smith says that public input, including stakeholders like law enforcement and local government officials, was taken of the concepts. But many ideas didn't make it to the final recommendations because of concerns with what's known as the Cole Memorandum. That was a 2013 memo from the U.S. Department of Justice that outlined priorities for legalization for states, including keeping pot away from children, cartels, and other states. Smith says Colorado officials had expressed concerns with home grows where marijuana was being diverted to others that didn't fit the Cole guidelines.
It's a whole other level of enforcement challenge when it's taking place in someone's home because, of course, people have protections on who they allow in their home, which is very different from a licensed business where enforcement can have, you know, free access to entrance.
Because of diversion concerns, Colorado reduced the number of plants allowed by citizens from 99 to just 12. Commerce and Gaming Committees in both the House and Senate will take up the concept when the legislature convenes in January and will likely hold public hearings on those proposals. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.